As I tighten the vibrator to your thigh, pressing it directly against your clits. Tell me, is anything too tight? I didn't put the cuffs on the wrong loop or anything, right? And what is your safe word? Good girl. Now, I don't want you to think twice about using it if anything goes wrong. This is going to be a simple session. I'm going to say some dirty things. I'm going to write them on your body while the vibrator works you closer. And once you finally get permission, you're going to come. If you come before then, we start back over from scratch. We're going to do this as many times as it takes for you to learn that you don't come without permission. Understand? All right, pretty one. Make me proud and have fun. There's some cuddles and pizza calling your name afterwards. And don't forget I love you. Would you look at that? Seems someone tied up my slut, but just left her with nothing to do. Poor thing, you must be bored to death, huh? I think I have the solution for that. The low vibration is just barely felt, but it's enough to get your attention. Honestly, it's more proper for you to be kept on edge, always just teetering on the verge of an orgasm. I should be edging you more often, but I'm too generous with you. Love spoiling my sluts. I can't help myself. You make the sweetest noises. Have absolutely no shame and just let them all out. Ugh. It gets me so wet, darling. Even the subtle ones you don't know about. You're making little whimpers as the vibrator works your clits. Staring down at your body. You watch as I move, taking a metallic sharpie in my hands. Since you've been having such a hard time remembering your place, who owns you and all that good stuff, I thought of a solution. What better way to remind you than riding it on your body for everyone to see? As the vibrator speeds up, you watch as I start to write my first words. On your left thigh, you feel the tip of the marker. G-O-O-D space G-I-R-L for good girl, with a little arrow pointing towards your pussy. On your other thigh, I think I'm going to write E A G E R space S L U T. That way, anyone who sees you doesn't have a doubt in their mind what you are. Only one type of person would be walking around with phrases like good girl on them. Everyone's going to know what you are before you even say hi to them. They're going to see you for how easy you truly are, darling. Feeling the vibrator speed up again. You feel your own wetness getting stronger. Moving the marker towards your hip. I make a tally mark. I think this is a good spot to keep track of how many times you've been fucked today. Can't trust you to keep track of it yourself. You're just a slut. You're here to be fucked. Nothing more, nothing less. You've got so much on your plate with trying to hold off your orgasm, don't you? Especially because I keep speeding the toy up, giving you little to no time to adjust. Oh, I just love watching your reactions. Those cute little shock sounds because you aren't expecting it each time. My panties are drenched because of you, darling. You're going to have to take responsibility for that later. Maybe if you're good, I'll stuff them in your mouth and let you taste them. Moving towards the other side of your hip, you feel me draw a few random hearts and stars. Cute little decorations while I watch your face. Oh, you wear your pleasure well. Not hiding anything from me. Such a good girl. For that, right above your pussy, you feel me start to write O W N E D space P U S S Y. And underneath, I'm going to write A S K space F O R space P E R M I S S I O N. Yeah, yeah, that looks good. Should add a heart to the end so that people know it's serious. Oh, already looking so much better. When you look in the mirror, there's gonna be no hiding this, is there? You feel yourself getting wetter at the thought of everyone looking at you and seeing what you are, written plain as day. The vibrator presses harder against your clit, speeding the toy up as well. You throw your head backwards to try to keep your composure, but it's easier said than done. I straddle your hips, getting into a better position to write on you, leaning down to the space right below your breasts. You feel me start to write something. O N L Y space I F space G O O D with two arrows pointing to each of your nipples. Just another part of yourself that you aren't allowed to touch. Not without my direct permission. All your pleasure belongs to me. It's mine to give out as I see fit. As long as you keep behaving yourself, you should earn your orgasm. But you have to keep holding out for me. You're doing good. You can keep it up. I know you can. You want to make me proud, don't you? That's right. For that, you get more pleasure from the vibrator as it increases once more. The pleasure's almost mind-numbing at this point, pulsing so quickly against your clits. Your hips grind against it. The only thing you can move with the cuffs keeping you in place. So smart of me to tie you down. That way you've got no choice but to take it. Yeah. Oh, you know what? I think I'm going to write across your chest. M-A-K-E space M-E space W-A-I-T. Oh, that looks beautiful. This way people know that you aren't allowed to come or anything like that. You're not in charge of yourself or your pleasure. You're mine, aren't you? And you love being underneath me, having such strict control. The tighter the leash, the more it means I love you. You're such a sweet little slut, aren't you? Oh, one final time, making the vibrator go a bit faster. You feel your orgasm this time. You're not going to be able to fight this one. It's too strong, too demanding. I take to your stomach, writing G O O D space G I R L S space G E T space P E R M I S S I O N. That way, you have a hard time forgetting that good girls get permission. You don't get to touch yourself whenever you want. Not anymore. You're my slut, which means you do as I say. I control your orgasms and when you get to come. You only come with permission. That's why, despite the vibrator pulsing against your clit the highest it can go, you are fighting off your orgasm. You are trying to prove to me that you can handle it. You gotta earn it. I don't know if you're close enough, so I'm going to give you one chance to convince me, darling. Beg to come and maybe I'll let you. Oh, don't mind me. I'm just writing something on your wrist for you to see later. Keep begging, slut. I didn't tell you to stop, did I? That's my girl. Listen to you using your words, even if they are a bit mumbled. So close, you can't help yourself. What a good slut. You can let go. Come for me, darling. Don't hold back. Don't hold it in. Let it all out and come for me. Oh, just like that. Yes. Oh, that's right. Let it all out. Oh, you're such a good girl. How are you holding up? Nothing was too much. I didn't go too far or write something that you didn't want to read, did I? Oh, thank goodness. You did such a good job, darling. I'm so proud of you. Did you like how the Sharpie felt against your skin? I thought you would. Plus, it's going to be fun to see you wearing my actual writing for the rest of tonight. Now, answer me honestly, and I promise I won't be upset with how you answer it either way. I double pinky promise. But, do you want to try to shower tonight to get the Sharpie off? Or, do you want to keep it and try to hide it under your clothes tomorrow? That's what I was hoping you would say. Such a good girl. Now, let's get you out of these cuffs, shall we?